now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
My name is Michael B., and this is The Truth Zone. We are live from North Dallas, Texas, deep within the vortex of the information revolution. And I apologize for the two-minute delay, but I was watching the dog and pony show of former director James Comey's testimony. And I got to tell you, I'm going to open with this. If I was elected president, these hearings wouldn't be happening. You want to know why? Because as soon as I was done taking my oath of office, right on those steps, I would have said right in front of the camera, FBI Director James Comey, you're fired! He would have been done right then and there. Done. Finished. Finished. But instead, Trump, I don't want to let paranoia set in. I really don't. But how could Trump, the smart man that he is, how the hell could he not see this coming? How? How do you have private meetings with this snake? How do you have private meetings with a scumbag like James Comey and even make the most subtle of inferences, if I'm saying that correctly, to stop an investigation? How do you even give the smallest hint, if Trump even did that? Because I want to hear audio tapes with Trump's lips, with his voice, and I want voice verification that Trump even oh so subtly asked James Comey in the smallest of ways to stop an investigation, either on Russia, which Comey vehemently stated Trump never asked him to stop any Russian probe, so that's settled. And I want voice recordings of Donald Trump saying, I hope you can let Flynn go, which is where I had to leave off of the live testimony to do this show. I don't give a crap about alleged memos and testimony by this scumbag. I don't care. Don't care. I want to hear Donald Trump's voice that he hoped Comey could find a way to not continue the investigation into Michael Flynn. If I don't hear that audio footage, I don't give a damn what anyone presents in writing. It doesn't mean squat. Doesn't mean squat. This man has zero credibility. Zero. Zero credibility. Obama, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, none of them. Maxine Waters, Al Green, Dianne Feinstein, McCain, McConnell, Boehner, Ryan, none of them. None of them. They're all establishment scum. And all of this could have been avoided if Donald Trump fired that man right on the steps of his inauguration. And it just leaves me... Is Trump in on all of this shit? Excuse my language. I didn't want to say that. Is Trump in on this too? Because you can't... How could you not see it? How could you not see where you would be set up by these jerks? I mean, I am not a self-made billionaire. I'm not an attorney, although I am undefeated in 5 civil court appearances, and I am undefeated with the IRS, self-represented. And I'm undefeated in winning a lawsuit against a company that wrongfully terminated my contract because of my religious and political views. I won that one too. Self-represented. But aside from that, Michael B., you know, I'm no genius. Yet, I could see this coming. How the hell could you not clean house from day one? And now we have all of this BS, and you know, this is what we're concentrating on. Meanwhile, you know, we've got Islamic sleeper cells in our country. We have no-go zones in our country. And yet we're dicking around with this garbage. And that's what we're doing. And I have to cover this because I would be remiss. I mean, what am I going to talk about today? The San Andreas fault line? Chemtrails? Legalizing marijuana? I mean, what am I going to do? I have to talk about this crap because, well... This is the program that the globalists and the communists that have taken over this country presently is using to get rid of what appears to be a real American president. And I know some of you are not going to like that I've used the term appears to be, but I mean, I just can't. I cannot believe. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I cannot believe Trump could not see this coming. And he could have avoided it. Could have. But no. And we've got this Mueller guy. I don't care who likes him. He's looking now at everybody. He's going to be looking at me in a couple weeks, you know, because all his other... crap that he's looking into is going to dry up. And quite frankly, Comey just defeated the whole thing. He said the Russians had no effect on the election despite their, you know, hacking. And I, you know, I wrote a few things on Facebook which has gotten some traction, and I'm going to review them with you. They're getting a lot of hits on Facebook, and I'm grateful for that. My first statement was, And this is when Comey opened, right? Comey just said no one asked him to end Russia probe. Well, ball game over. He talks about Russian infiltration and penetrating the DNC. All right. Well, my statement was, well, I'd like to know how many organizations and government entities the USA hacks and infiltrates. How come what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander? Such hypocrisy. If the United States, and not if, but if the United States government is hacking, spying on and infiltrating domestic and foreign entities on a daily basis, the United States government has no right to bitch and moan when it's being done to them. You've got no right. That's like if I came home and I found my wife in bed with another man, yet I banged 10 other broads last month behind her back. What right would I have to bitch? I wouldn't. Utter hypocrisy. Utter hypocrisy. And don't tell me it's just the freaking Russians. And I love this statement by Comey. This is beaut. I mean, this is a beaut. Comey felt he needed to document meetings with Trump because Trump may lie. But he felt very comfortable with George W. Bush and Barack Obama. I find this laughable. It's an opinion. And it's hearsay. Not admissible in court. Zero evidence. It's just, it's opinion. It's total BS. And then Comey goes on to say he and the FBI are totally independent from outside influence. Really? Well, I am going to play one of three audio clips. The first one, Roger Stone did yesterday live on Infowars.com, the Alex Jones show. And I'm sure the bulk of my audience listens to Alex Jones. And so they've heard this already, and for those of you that have, I apologize. For those of you that haven't, it really is worth the listen, and it was worth it to me to run on my show and to keep in archives, because really, this was beautifully done. If you don't know who Roger Stone is, quite simply, he's been a Washington insider for years. He was in the Nixon administration. The man is a political hawk. He knows the game better than anybody. He knows all the players. He knows all the ins and outs. He's written several books. The man is extremely credible. Go to Amazon. Look up Roger Stone. Look up his books. Get one or two of them. Fact check them. You'll see what I'm talking about. Here is Roger Stone on James Comey's background and his so-called non-influential career.
I'm your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, who's obviously trying to do the young Abraham Lincoln thing. All Washington is, of course, focused on the coming shootout at the OK Corral, the classic clash between James Comey testifying before Congress and Donald Trump sitting at his Twitter feed. This has the potential to be mesmerizing as both sides gear up for battle. Mr. Comey is widely expected to accuse the president of impeding the investigation into General Flynn and asking him to end it. If Mr. Comey wants to talk about obstruction and he wants to talk about memos, because it is alleged that he wrote a memo, according to the New York Times, he received a memo, according to the Times. He believed the memo to be real, and that memo alleges obstruction at the highest level of the Obama administration. Now, the memo has been since proved to be a forgery, but Mr. Comey believed it. Therefore, he thought there was an obstruction of justice. He did not report this as an officer of the court. Instead, he furthered that obstruction. This would, of course, explain why his comments about Hillary Clinton were so caustic, yet he reached a conclusion that was the result of a political fix above him. To me, this shreds any credibility regarding Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey alleges to the media that he has contemporaneous memos written to himself saying that the president was impeding justice. Why then did he not report these as an officer of the court? Why are we only learning this now? The acting attorney general, Mr. Rosenstiel, in this matter, says that there is no evidence of collusion by Donald Trump and his associates.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause right there. The questions that Roger Stone asked yesterday, Comey has answered. There is no Russian collusion. It didn't affect the election. Donald Trump didn't ask him to end the Russian probe. Mr. Risch, I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, R-I-S-C-H, moments before I went into my podcast, cornered James Comey and got him to admit that, hoping he could find a way to end the investigation in Flynn, is not in order, and no one has ever been prosecuted or indicted in any way, shape, or form for using the words, "I hope you could see a way to end this investigation." So that ended it. As far as I'm concerned, that ended it. There are no impeachable offenses. It's over. It's done. But, you know, they want to continue with this nonsense. I know Comey is still flapping away, and he's going to flap away to at least 1 in the afternoon Eastern, if not longer, because you know how this crap drags out. He's already established what Roger Stone has been asking. There's nothing here. And heads are going to have to roll. Let's continue with Roger Stone.
Perhaps the president asked him to wrap up the investigation of General Flynn, because based on what we have seen so far, while General Flynn may have done some things that were inadvisable, perhaps even stupid, they didn't constitute crimes, nor did they constitute collusion with the Russian state. Trump can only win the shootout tomorrow with an offensive strategy. I remind you of Stone's rules: attack, attack, attack. Mr. Comey has plenty of his record to attack. HSBC, the international bank, is caught money laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars for the drug industry. Mr. Comey ensures that they pay a hefty fine, but no one goes to jail. Thereupon, Mr. Comey goes on the board of directors at HSBC. How much was he paid?
I'm going to stop right there. Roger Stone mentioned one of his rules: attack, attack, attack. I'm going to tell you something right now. You, the American people, would love me as your president. Washington, D.C. would hate me, because I'm going to tell you something right now. Right after what Comey has testified to already, I'm going to tell you right now, I would bring in the military, I would suspend Congress right now, and I'd start arresting people. Right now. Boom. I don't care. Done. Obama, Lynch, who Comey has testified that Lynch and that airplane meeting with Clinton was a huge no-no, and Comey felt he had to break away from under her thumb, and we'll get into Lynch later, get out from under her thumb and do his own independent stuff. Yeah, I bet. Schmuck Schumer, Al Green, Maxine Waters, you're in handcuffs right now, honeys. You're in handcuffs right now for sedition. I'm arresting you. You're gone. Congress is suspended until further notice because it's compromised. And it's been compromised. And it's too deep. It's too deep. And you can't just weed out the rats in one day. Got to suspend the whole thing. Got to do it. So, Washington, D.C. would not like me as president.
He also is associated with the various interests, including Lockheed, which is, without any question, the most corrupt company and defense contractor in the country. They have enormous, egregious violations of law and cost overruns. Again, no one goes to jail. Their problems are all worked out, and they pay fines which they can well afford. And then they pay Mr. Comey $6 million. The fact that James Comey was the prosecutor in the Sandy Berger affair. You remember Sandy Berger. He was Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He slipped into the National Archives. He talked a docent into leaving the room because he said he had to take a classified, secret, super secret cell phone call. He then stuffed documents down the front of his pants that proved that Bill Clinton could have taken out Osama bin Laden, but didn't. The prosecutor in this case, James Comey, the charges brought, none, covering for the Clinton crime family. Then there's the Mark Rich matter. You remember Mark Rich? He was an international fugitive from justice, a man who'd stole hundreds of millions of dollars. He funneled huge million-dollar contributions to the Clinton Foundation through his wife. He skipped the entire pardon process, only to receive a pardon at the last minute from President Clinton. Now, James Comey had actually been the prosecutor in the Mark Rich case, and then he was appointed to oversee whether there had been any impropriety of Mr. Comey's purchase, Mr. Rich's purchase of a pardon, and again, no charges were brought. Who can forget that Mr. Comey emerged in the beginning as an assistant director of the Whitewater Inquiry? Whitewater is a complicated real estate transaction in which no one really makes money, but Bill Clinton is able to extract $850,000 to finance the media blitz that returned him to the governor's mansion after losing in the previous election. That sets the stage for his election as president of the United States. Jim and Susan McDougal, friends of the Clintons, take the fall. McDougal goes to prison and dies there when denied the medication he needed for survival. And Susan McDougal refuses to testify against the president and is temporarily jailed. Mr. Comey assures that no charges are brought against the Clintons. So FBI director, call him J. Edgar Comey, if you will, had become a law unto himself. He would decide what crimes he would investigate and what crimes he would not. It's important to note when Senator Chuck Grassley, who's the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, asked Mr. Comey about the fraudulent memo, which claimed obstruction of justice by Loretta Lynch and the Clinton campaign, Mr. Comey declined to discuss it. The New York Times tells us that there was widespread belief within the FBI that the document in question was a forgery. Yet Mr. Comey chose to embrace it and based his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton on the basis of this memo. This, to me, should be a crux of the attack on his credibility. He has no credibility. He is a political animal who has, without any question, politicized the FBI.
But no. Now, James Comey and the FBI, no, they're not influenced by anyone. Now, he's completely independent of any outside influence. Sure. I am sure after what Roger Stone said, you know, we could be rest assured, hey, the FBI was on the up and up. Right. Who the hell wants to believe that? Who wants to believe that James Comey is completely independent and uninfluenced? He perjured himself. Maybe not technically. Because you can say anything you want, you can't really prove that he just lied, even though the circumstantial evidence that Roger Stone just presented, I think makes it quite clear that James Comey has been compromised for like 20 years at least, if not his entire life. And again, as I stated on Facebook, as I stated in my opening statement, quite frankly, President Trump could have avoided all of this by firing Comey's, I forgot to put an ass, on January 20th, 2017. He could have avoided all of this, but he didn't. Instead, he let him work, and now we have this ridiculous mess. And don't you just love when everybody goes to ask James Comey questions? All these senators, oh, thank you, James Comey, for your Feinstein says James Comey has integrity. Well, that's it. Hey, Dianne Feinstein said it. So it must be true. Thank you, Director Comey, for your service. You know, after this testimony, James Comey is going to need lotion from all of these senatorial lips kissing his ass. You know what? F his service of compromise, of he's compromised. He's fraudulent. I'm just disgusted. I'm at a loss for words. I'm disgusted. Honestly, I'm disgusted. And I'm embarrassed. As an American, I'm embarrassed. Not to be an American, but I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to go overseas. The whole world has been laughing at us for 8 years. Now, after this charade that we've been subjected to for the last 5 months, they must be rolling on the floor, pissing themselves in laughter. at we the American people. You know, it's bad enough, and I don't want my audience to take this personally because I'm not talking about each individual person. I'm talking about us as a collective. So do not take this personally. If you don't fall into this category, you shouldn't be angry. But that's my disclaimer. But as a whole, you know, it's bad enough that we're obnoxious. It's bad enough that we sound like illiterate morons. And call me a racist, I don't care. But you listen to how black people speak English from all over the world. The British, the Nigerians, all of them. And then you listen to how black Americans speak English. 150 plus years after slavery, we are a joke. And I am absolutely embarrassed. And I have never seen, in my 52 years on this planet, I have never seen a sitting president so vehemently and falsely attacked by his own government in my entire life. I've never seen such acts of sedition and treason by this government and by the media in my 52 years on this planet. And I am thoroughly embarrassed. I don't want to show my face anywhere outside of this country, because it's just, they've got to be laughing. And you know that foreign news outlets like RT, RussiaToday.com, the BBC, Al Jazeera America, if they're still in publication, the Young Turks, those idiots. Just all around the world are covering this. James Comey is probably on TV and radio, like virtually every country on this planet, and they've got, excuse me for the burping when I get excited, they've got to be laughing at how ridiculous our elected officials look like. They've got to be laughing. And I'm just so, wow. It's just, I'm just so disgusted. So this Mr. Rich, I guess, R-I-S-C-H, he just destroyed the entire premise. All the false allegations that Trump tried to stop an investigation, that Trump ordered Comey to stop an investigation. No one has ever been charged, indicted, or prosecuted for saying the words, "I hope you can stop an investigation on someone." It's never happened. It's over. Then it's over. But the establishment is going to continue this program. They're going to find more BS. And now I want to go into my second clip, because as Roger Stone basically mostly just condemned James Comey, I found this on YouTube. This is from the Doctor of Common Sense. And I think this is great. It's a 10-minute clip. This guy knows what he's talking about. He implicates all of the players. So I'd like you to listen to this. The Doctor of Common Sense. You could find him on YouTube and you can subscribe to him. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Common Sense TV. I'm your host, Doctor of Common Sense. Now, many people have been talking about this FBI director now going against Loretta Lynch and coming out saying he has new evidence because of Mr. Anthony Weiner. Mr. Weiner, Vienna Sausage. This is what I was calling him instead of Anthony Weiner. You know those little Vienna Sausages that used to be in those little cans your mom used to buy? That's his new name, Mr. Vienna Sausage. He was sexting to this little underage girl, and they said that this new investigation that the FBI opens back up on Hillary, they want us to believe that the FBI director didn't see what was actually in the email before he goes public or goes rogue. Now, at first I was adamant to believe that the director had did this because he wanted to save himself. And the other maybe theory that you came up with is that he was going to indict Hillary so that Barack Obama can pardon Hillary before Donald Trump is sworn into office. Now I'm not so sure if this is a whole smoke and mirrors. I'm not even sure because there's so much, corruption going on with the FBI. One could not be clear on the evidence. Now, one thing that some of you may know and some of you may not know is that Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton all are in the same big Google of a mess with HSBC. Everybody knew that Loretta Lynch used to work for HSBC. Now, when you remember the rat Eric Holder when he was the attorney general. Now, the news has it that the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, which was Loretta Lynch at this particular time over in Manhattan, reportedly brokered a deal with Eric Holder that allowed HSBC to pay fines instead of being criminally charged. Also, what you don't realize is that James Comey was nominated by Barack Obama for a post on HSBC's board of directors back in June 2012. So you have Barack Obama appointing or nominating James Comey to be on the board of directors of HSBC. You got Loretta Lynch working for them in bed with Eric Holder. And you got Hillary Clinton and this whole crew who may be involved with the whole laundering of drug money from HSBC. Everybody know, I said this a long time ago. As a matter of fact, there's a book out called Dope Inc. This particular book not only drags Henry Kissinger under the bus for this whole laundering of drug money through China, opium in the whole nine yards. As a matter of fact, most of this old money that's in this country was built on drug money. As a matter of fact, most of the banks, if you really wanted to stop the drug dealing from going on in this country, I would never bust another small-time drug dealer. I will tell every banker, if you launder any more drug money, I'm going to lock your ass up and you're never getting out of jail again. I'm going to seize all your access just like they do the drug dealers. Won't you do the same thing to these banks who's laundering money? Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, all of these people have been in bed for years. So I don't believe James Comey. I think he's trying to do some, either put a smoke screen up or he's trying to cover his butt, but it's too late for that. All of these people have been in bed with HSBC, the board of directors down there, the whole laundering of drug money. Hillary has ties to HSBC's Swiss bank division. And you mean to tell me that you think that Hillary Clinton, James Comey from the FBI, Barack Obama, and Loretta Lynch are not in bed with this whole cover-up? If we really was doing an investigation, trying to come up with the evidence in order to be able to convict Hillary, I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not a lawyer. But I guarantee you, I would get a similar team together and we can convict Hillary Clinton easily. All I got to do is ask them, what do we need to do? What type of evidence do we need to show? What type of things do we need to prove in order to be able to convict Hillary Clinton? All you have to do is ask the right question. As a matter of fact, Henry Ford never built a car his whole life. But I guarantee you that Henry Ford is credited with building the Ford automobiles, the Mustang. You don't have to actually know how to do it. If you're a great enough leader, you can assemble a team together in order to be able to do this. If you're telling me James Comey, who's supposed to be the director of the FBI, by the way, he is a lawyer himself. James Comey and Loretta Lynch also cut a side deal with Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson. All of these people are lawyers. As a matter of fact, Cheryl Mills is a lawyer too, if I'm not mistaken. All of these people don't know that you don't supposed to destroy evidence that's been subpoenaed. They're insulting your intelligence by telling you that all of a sudden this new information, and now Uma is in hiding. I don't believe she's in hiding anyway. I think Hillary knows was in those emails. I think the FBI knows was in those emails. I think Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama all knows what's in those emails. Now, I don't know why.
I just want to stop it right there for a quick second. These people are not insulting our intelligence. They know that we know the truth. What they're doing is they're counting on the idiots that vote for these people. And that those are your left-wing cream puffs. Those are your low-information, low-IQ'd, pseudo-intellectual pussies. See, that's who they're banking on. They know that we know that you don't throw away evidence. We know that these people are in bed with the banks. We know who is running the affairs of this world. We know. Some of us even know on a supernatural level who their general is. And I'll just come right out and say it. I think you're ready to hear it. The general for these people is Satan, the devil. Our general is Jesus Christ. Time to accept. I believe I said this yesterday. It is time to decide what side you're on. You are either with the cross or you're against the cross. And I talked about, did an entire show on it, on what the founding fathers, and I only got into a handful. I've got another 60 to go that I can quote to you, and I will quote to you how they felt and what role Christianity played in the framing of this constitutional representative republic and their wishes for that role to be continued for all eternity. See, this is deeper than just what we're seeing on our television. And what the doctor of common sense is saying about the emails, yeah, those emails are accurate. This is not new stuff. It may be new to some of you, but I've known all this. Maybe not all the intricate details, but I know about the devil worship. I know about the blood worship. I know about the pedophilia. I know about the rapes. I know about the drug cartels. The arms movement. The movement to take down Western civilization. To remove Christianity from the face of the earth. I know about this stuff. Those WikiLeaks emails were not new to me. Oh, the names were new, sure. And Bob Cramer didn't know who he was until Project Veritas did those hidden videos. I don't need to know all the names. I know what's going on. I know the landscape. Question is, do you know the landscape? And are you willing to accept what's going on here? And are you willing to pick a side? Let's continue with the doctor of common sense.
The FBI director is coming up with this evidence now, but it all don't make any sense to me. I know somebody needs to be locked up or fully investigated. Every last one of them. James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, none of them should be involved with this investigation. Their hands are dirty. They got blood on their hands. There's no way you can tell me that the FBI director, that Hillary Clinton, that Loretta Lynch don't know what was going on with all of these scandals that we keep seeing. WikiLeaks has exposed the Obamas, has exposed Hillary Clinton, has exposed the FBI director and Loretta Lynch. And now we have all of this mounds of evidence and nobody's being convicted. People have been convicted for far less than what we see now. How is it possible that the FBI director and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, all of these people don't know what's going on with a damn server was in somebody's restroom? It's obvious either these people are too incompetent or they're just completely corrupt. I'll take a little bit of both, because if it wasn't for WikiLeaks hacking, whoever hacked into the emails, maybe WikiLeaks is the ones releasing this. I don't know if it was Russia.
DNC insiders on the first level that were loyal to Bernie Sanders, when they uncovered what Debbie Wasserman Schultz was doing and what the DNC was doing in rigging the primaries and screwing Bernie Sanders, who, look, I don't like the guy, he's a communist and he's a moron, but his rallies were just as big as Donald Trump's, and Hillary Clinton's rallies were just as small as Ted Cruz. Yet Hillary Clinton won the nomination and Ted Cruz was destroyed, and rightfully so. So, and you could throw in Seth Rich, who's dead, you know. This was not the Russians, folks. The emails given to WikiLeaks, like 9/11, was an inside job.
I don't know if it was a hacker. I don't really give a damn. All I do know is that we would have never knew about these stories if it had not been for those leaked emails. But what's telling is that everybody knows that Loretta Lynch...
Not true. As I stated moments ago, a lot of us already knew. Already knew who Barack Obama is and who the Clintons are. Maybe some of you didn't know. Well, okay. And a lot of the country that just watches Fox, MSNBC, and CNN didn't know. But believe me, your host of the Truth Zone, this was old news.
It was corrupt. Why did the GOP allow Loretta Lynch to be brought through if everybody knew she was already corrupt anyway? Same thing they did with just about everything, every person that Barack Obama has nominated. Everybody who's associated with Barack Obama is corrupt. And if you think that James Comey and the FBI and Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch are not all in bed together, and if you think that Bill Clinton, when he was talking to Loretta Lynch on an airplane, was not talking about this deal, you're stupid. Not that you're naive, you're stupid. Because no way in the hell that Bill Clinton would waste his time talking to Loretta Lynch on this airplane if it didn't have something to do with this damn email server. This shows that our whole Justice Department is absolutely...
And in case you forgot, that airplane visit, I believe, was on a Saturday. And then Sunday! Ah, right! Hillary Clinton gives her testimony, not under oath, as if that freaking means anything.
Corrupt. And if anybody don't think that they're corrupt, you try breaking these same laws and see how fast they lock you up. The good news is the American people are awakened. And then another good news is we have a man running for office now, I think will expose all of these SOBs. Personally, I think even if Hillary Clinton is pardoned, there's a whole lot more fish out there we can get locked up. These people need to be prosecuted, because we need to show that our whole Justice Department, our State Department, the presidency, and all the rest of this FBI is not absolutely corrupt and above the law. If you're going to let these people break the law and be above the law, why would any of the American people ever take anything these people say with a nothing but a grain of salt? We need to be pissed off. And the way you really get pissed off is that when this election comes up, every make sure you send Hillary Clinton home and make sure you do a celebration to get Barack Obama finally put out of office. He's done nothing but destroy this country. Loretta Lynch, everybody he has nominated, whether it be Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch or Hillary Clinton, all of these people are completely corrupted have completely corrupted this system. And if you think for 1 minute they don't know what they're doing purposely, they have corrupted the system, you're not paying attention. Nobody could be as stupid as some of the things that has been done. And we would know nothing about this if it wasn't for the links with WikiLeaks. And don't forget, nobody's giving Mr. Snowden credit. He's over in Russia right now. He's the one that started this thing about how corrupt our system was. And you still got people thinking that the FBI and many of these high-ranking officials are not the problem. They're the problem, and we need to solve this problem pretty soon.
What he just said about Eric Snowden is correct, and these are one of the things I disagree with Donald Trump on, calling Eric Snowden a traitor. No, that man's a patriot. And Eric Snowden did get the snowball rolling when he unmasked what the NSA has been doing for years. That man is a hero. He deserves full pardon. The man deserves a medal. And what the Doctor of Common Sense on YouTube.com is also extremely valid. Arrests have to be made. And as I've said ad nauseum, I know, but I'm going to say it again as I close, and I don't have time to do the Ramadan rampage. I'll lead off with that tomorrow. If Donald Trump lets these people off, then we've got a serious problem. And I think that would put Donald Trump's re-election in serious jeopardy. So, President Trump, heads have to roll, and soon. And I've been saying it for years, and I'm going to say it again. And these two audio clips confirm it. The United States government is in default. It's in a state of sedition and treason. It is illegitimate. It is criminal as a body. It is criminal. Again, illegitimate. And all I have to say to the American people, I can't legally tell you what to do. But I can tell you this. We, the American people, are funding ass clowns like these. We're funding them, folks. We're funding Washington, D.C. to commit criminal acts against us. We're also feeding the globalist military-industrial complex with the flesh and blood of our children. And the last question I'm going to leave with you, and then I'm going to wrap up the show. How long are we, the American people, going to continue to feed this disgusting and deplorable machine? My name is Michael B. This is the Truth Zone, deep within the vortex of the information revolution. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central.